Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through verses from the Seven Deadly Friendships. These are all relational verses and I'm so excited to be praying them over you. Toward the end of this month, we are going to jump into some of the narratives about Jesus being born and we'll prepare our hearts for the Advent and the coming of Christ in baby form. So be looking forward to that after Thanksgiving. And today's verse is Job 17:12, and we're reading in the Common English Bible. I know yesterday I said the Passion Translation, which was yesterday's, but for the rest of the month we're in the CEB, Common English Bible, and it says this, Job 17:12, "They turn night into day. Light is near because of the darkness." Mind if I pray for you? Thank you, Jesus, for another day. For sunshine, for those of us who are having it, and for weather, for those of us who are having weather. Thank you that every single day is different. Thank you that as I approach today, I don't have to approach today with trepidation or fear because you are running the universe just beautifully without me. Thank you that even though I struggle with sleep, while I do sleep, you run everything, that you take care of it all, and that what a beautiful picture that is for all of us. I know I've prayed that before, but just such a great picture of surrender as sleep. We realize, even though we don't necessarily live it, that you can run things without us. And so, Lord, thank you for that. Lord, thanks for today's verse. It's a cautionary tale of folks we should try to discern and possibly avoid. These are people who are turning night into day, and there's darkness. They're making what appears to be dark to be light. And it reminds me of the wolves in sheep's clothing that you warn us about in the New Testament, Jesus, about people who appear one thing and are another. And so, Lord, help us to rest in knowing that you're going to give us the discernment we need to find people like that. But that also, that beautiful metaphor of light, I pray it over my audience today. I pray we would become people of light, actual light, and that the light would be authentic light, that people would be attracted to us, not because of how cool we are, but because of how amazing you are within us, the Holy Spirit within us, just doing so much work in wooing people to yourself. And so also with that metaphor of light, I pray that my actions today would be full of light, that you would shine your holy light upon my life so that I could see where I am not trusting you, which is my typical bent towards sin, is not to trust you, but to worry and to fret. And you can shine your light on some of those places where the cockroaches scatter, you know, with the light. Those places where I am doubting you, or I am tempted to, you know, tell a white lie or an actual lie to get out of something, or I'm tempted to harm somebody else or say harsh words to somebody in my life. And Lord, I'm grateful that because of the Spirit within me, I do not have to worry. You will let me know. You will convict. And Lord, I thank you so much that your Spirit convicts us with hope and with joy and with this ability to overcome. It is never the shaming voice of how dare you, you'll never amount to anything, you're never going to get past this, you're going to be bothered with this sin forever. No, it's this life-filled, light-filled voice of yes, this is you breaking the law, the holy law, but you will overcome, and Jesus has already overcome it by his blood. And so, Lord, I just pray for the person today who's carrying around a heavy burden of sin, and maybe they have asked for forgiveness and they have received it, but they haven't like deeply received it into their hearts, really realize that they are living forgiven right now. And so, Father, let them experience your smile today. May that light not be something they're afraid of, but something they embrace. And may they know that you are delighted in them, that you sing over them, that you are for them and not against them. And you're not that angry, tyrannical voice, but that you are the voice of truth and light and hope and the it's going to get better. And thank you so much for that. I am grateful for that voice in my life. And I love you so much for it, Jesus. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for always welcoming us back when we stumble and fall. Thank you for grace. Thank you for the cross. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me. If you have a chance, I would love if you could send a little love Pray Every Day's way by doing a little tiny, teeny tiny review on iTunes or Stitcher. But here's some from iTunes. This one comes from Stuff Concur, which I'm not sure who Stuff Concur is, but it's a nice review. 5 stars. I start my daily commute with Pray Every Day. It's a wonderful way to clear my mind and make sure I take time to talk to God before my daily activities start. So that's what a review is. It's super simple. It's a couple sentences. Maybe that was just one sentence. And it really helps to get the word out on the podcast. So thanks so much in advance for doing that. And I hope you have an amazing, joyful, peace-filled, grace-filled, forgiven day.